the No Nay Never podcast. It's quarterfinal three. It's Pokemaster with Phil Bird.
Hello, and welcome to something a little bit different from the No Nay Never podcast. My name is Dave Roberts, and with no Burnley matches to preview during the summer break, we've teamed up with Burnley FC club commentator Phil Bird to bring you a summer quiz. We'll be posing Burnley FC related quiz questions to 8 quarter finalists who have volunteered to test their claret's knowledge. We're calling our quiz Pope Master, with a nod to the BBC's music quiz Pop Master, as the questions follow a similar format. There are 10 questions, with each round worth 3 points, apart from rounds 3, 6 and 9, which are worth 6 points each. A maximum score of 39 points are available for each contestant. The rules are fairly simple. We'll be recording with all 8 of our quarter-finalists, and the top 4 scorers will progress through to the semi-final stage in our quest to find this summer's Pope Master. If there is a tie, we'll decide the winner on a count-back basis, with higher scores in round 10 being compared, then round 9, etc., until we have a winner. And we're going to be hearing from our next 2 Pope Master contestants today, but before we do, we're once again fortunate to have a very special guest here with us. Our quizmaster, Phil Bird, doesn't need too much of an introduction to Burnley fans. He's been the voice of Burnley Football Club for the last 20 years, covering matches home and away for Claret's World, Claret's Player, and now on Claret's Plus. So welcome, Phil. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah. You okay, Dave? This could be my toughest task yet.
Well, do you think so?
Yes, you never know.
I hope not.
No. Grimsby away, 6-5 might have been that one. But here we are.
Yeah, we don't want to remember that, thank you. But to illustrate that the No Nay Never podcast is truly international, our first contestant is someone who's not just in another country, but is over 10,000 miles away from Burnley. And that's Berrian William Jones, who joins us all the way from Australia. Welcome, Berrian.
Thank you ever so much, guys. Good to speak to you this evening or this morning, as it is in Burnley, I suppose.
Well, it could be any time when people are listening, so they can take their pick. For the benefit of our listeners, can you tell us exactly where in Australia you are right now, and also let our listeners know when and how you came to be a Burnley fan?
Okay, so I'm currently living in Brisbane, capital city of Queensland on the eastern seaboard. It's currently winter here, so check the watch. A high of 22 today and still no clouds in the sky. So there's your answer why I'm living in Brisbane. And why do I support Burnley, having come from Wales? Very simple. Back in the 70s, when you used to buy petrol, they used to give you little tokens or something, and one of them was the top 22 footballers in the UK. And I had a choice of 3 to look after as a Burnley. As a Welshman, I could have picked Mike England. It would have seemed wrong to support Spurs. Toshak seemed to be quite a difficult name to say. And there's this kid called Leighton James who came from Swansea, not far from where I was born. He could speak a bit of Welsh, and I looked up Burnley was second in the first division. It seemed to be odds on for a lifetime of supporting glory, and I got Burnley instead. So I've been on that roller coaster with all of you for the last 50 years.
It certainly has been a roller coaster, hasn't it? But thankfully, we're on the up rather than on the down at the moment, which is good.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So the one good thing about Australia is every game is streamed live here. I probably watch more than I have ever before, but it's always strange. It's midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, so your sleep patterns aren't great.
Oh, well, hopefully there'll be some really good matches again for you to watch next season. We've been fortunate. Those who haven't been to the ground have been able to watch the games live here as well. So, but hopefully we're going to get fans back in grounds for next season. That's what we're all keeping our fingers crossed and hoping for. But before we came on air, we asked Berrian to select a letter from A to H, that from those that are still available, to determine at random which set of questions he would be facing. And Berrian chose letter H, which was set of questions 6. And basically, after that, all that remains for me to do is to hand you over into the very capable hands of our quizmaster, Mr. Phil Bird.
Hi, Berrian. Welcome to Pope Master quarterfinal, our latest quarterfinal. Hope you're well over in Brisbane. Shall we get underway?
Let's get it done, Phil.
Let's get it done. Round one is opening day and relates to Burnley's opening day league games since 2000. The name of the Burnley manager is worth 2 points, and there's an extra point for the correct year. Burnley lost 3-2 to nine-man Crystal Palace on the opening day of this league season. Dougie Freeman got a hat-trick for the visitors. Robbie Blake and Lee Roach scored Burnley's goals. Can you name Burnley's manager and the year?
I'll go Turnant, only because of Lee Roach. And I reckon maybe 2003.
Yes, well done, Berrien. Stan Turnant was the manager, and the year was 2003. Question two is a numbers round. It's a multiple choice. You need to, if you can get the correct answer, it's worth 3 points. In qualifying for Europe in 2017-18, how many Premier League away games did Burnley win? Is it A, 5, B, 7, or C, 9? I'll read that again. In qualifying for Europe in 2017-18, how many Premier League away games did Burnley win? Was it A, 5, B, 7, or C, 9?
So it's not going to be 9, we know that. 7 seems a bit much, even for 2017. I'll go 5 because I'm a sceptic. So that's A, 5.
It's 7, actually. It's 7. That's our record in the Premier League. Sorry, Barry, it's 7. Question 3 is the other clubs round. This is the first bonus round. 6 points up for grabs. Rounds 3, 6 and 9 are bonus rounds. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. We're having a look at Matty Vidra. As well as Derby County and Burnley, which other three English league teams has Matty Vidra played for?
Watford would be one.
It would.
And then I'm struggling with the other two. So Watford, Derby. He almost went to Leeds, but that might have just been in the back of my mind. Oh, I'm struggling with more than Watford for certain. Yeah, I can say Watford, but nobody else, I'm afraid.
Yeah, Watford's correct. He played in the Premier League for West Brom on loan, and he was also at Reading. So Watford, West Brom and Reading are the answers. Round 4 is the opposition teams round. All we need is the name of the team, which is worth 3 points. Which team knocked Burnley out of the 2011-12 FA Cup at the third round stage? Which team knocked Burnley out of the 2011-12 FA Cup at the third round stage?
Well, given our record in cups, it could be one of any number of teams, yeah, couldn't it, really? I'll say Birmingham, but I've no clue. Not a clue, really.
No, it was away at Norwich City, Barry, and they were a Premier League team at the time, and we lost 4-1. Question 5 is the goal scorers round, and this question is multiple choice. For 3 points, provide the name of the player who has scored the most goals for Burnley from these three options. Which player has scored more goals for Burnley? Chris Eagles, Brian Flynn or Kevin Hurd? Which player scored more goals for Burnley? Chris Eagles, Brian Flynn or Kevin Hurd?
It's a great question. Great question.
It is a good question.
Well, do I get any bonuses if I've met Brian Flynn on the team bus in Hereford in 1976? But he wasn't a prolific goal scorer. So Eagles scored a few, didn't he? I'll go with Eagles.
It's Kevin Hurd, actually. It's Kevin Hurd. I do remember I had a superb season when we were in the third tier. Kevin Hurd scored 30, Flinney 27, and Chris Eagles 26. So it was very tight, but Kevin Hurd the most. Round 6 is a second bonus round and looks back at some older games. The round's called Vintage Clarets. A correct answer is worth 3 points. And there's two correct answers in this one. Other than West Germany, which two other countries did Burnley play in the 1966-67 Intercities Fairs Cup? Other than West Germany, In which two other countries did Burnley play in the 1966-67 Intercities Fairs Cup?
Okay, I'll go with gut instinct. I reckon it's Italy. Is it Naples? And maybe France with Reims.
Italy's correct. Yeah, famous game in Naples. Switzerland was the other. So you get three points there. Round seven looks at some recent transfers. And the correct answer is worth 3 points. From which club did Burnley sign Michael Keightley in 2014? From which club did Burnley sign Michael Keightley in 2014? He had been on loan with the club the season before that. This is a permanent transfer. From which club did Burnley sign Michael Keightley in 2014?
So I remember Keightley playing for Wolves. So without him having gone anywhere else, I'll say Wolves. And just celebrate that goal against Wigan.
Yeah, what a goal. Yeah, what a goal. Great day. It was Stoke City, actually.
He'd moved there.
He was at Stoke City when he came to Burnley, initially on loan and then permanently. Round eight is all about players who scored on their Burnley debut or have only ever scored once for the club. Which Burnley player scored on his debut against Millwall at Turf Moor in November 2005? Which Burnley player scored on his debut against Millwall in November 2005?
Wow, what a question. And they've only scored once? This is the only goal they've scored?
It's either on their Burnley debut or have only scored once for the club.
Oh, gosh.
This is his debut. 2005.
I've got to be honest, saying the month's not going to help very much at all. 2005 is hard enough. Was Valois playing then, Jean-Louis Valois? Oh, that would have been after his time. I honestly have no idea.
Barry, and it's Nathan Dyer. Nathan Dyer was on loan from Southampton. Scored in what was a dramatic game against Millwall. I think they had two men sent off in the game. Burnley came from behind to win. Question nine, the third and final bonus round. It focuses on players who've scored a hat-trick for Burnley. It's a two-part question, so it's worth 3 points each. Ian Moore only scored one hat-trick for Burnley. Can you name the team it was against and the season? Ian Moore only scored one hat-trick for Burnley, but can you name the team it was against and the season?
I'm struggling. Oh, something in the back of my head says Hull City, but I'm really grasping at straws even with that one.
It was Canby Island, actually, Berrien. It was in the FA Cup.
Two in the FA Cup.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to let you have a guess at the year because we've not talked years. So any idea what year or season it was, that was?
It was in the first decade of this century. Let's go 2007, something like that.
It was brilliant, that. 2001-2.
Gosh, where have the years gone, Nathan?
Yeah, I know. We beat Canby Island at Turf Moor in the FA Cup. Let's finish on a win. Question 10's name the year. Once again, it's worth 3 points if you're spot on, or 1 point if it's a year either way. In which year did Burnley complete the transfer of Andy Payton from Huddersfield Town? In which year did Burnley complete the transfer of Andy Payton from Huddersfield Town?
Well, it was the same year that they transferred Paul Barnes out, but that won't get any marks for me.
The same deal, I think, wasn't it?
Exactly. He went to Huddersfield and never scored again, really. 2002?
It wasn't, no. 1998. Burying. So that was back then. Thanks for joining us. It was a bit of a toughie, wasn't it?
I still feel I'm probably the highest score from anybody living in Australia who's on this.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a prize to win for that. We're going to bring Dave in because he's been keeping a record of the score.
Totting up, we've got 8 points out of a possible 39. So we'll, again, we're waiting for all 8 contestants. It's not a knockout for the last 8. It's the 4 highest scoring players, and we're not giving anything away to our contestants in terms of whether they have got the highest scores to get through. So we're going to hang on, wait for all the eight to be recorded, and then we'll know who goes through to our semi-finals. But thank you, Berrien, for being on today. Hopefully it wasn't too traumatic an experience for you.
I think I'll have to just show a strong jaw, really, and follow Sean's advice and take a game as it comes.
Very good attitude to have. Many thanks to Berrien for trying his hand at Pope Master today. As I say, we won't find out if that score will be enough for a semi-final place until we've heard from all eight contestants. We do have one more contestant to answer questions for this episode.
You have been listening to the Summer Pope Master Quiz brought to you by the Known and Ever podcast. Tune in every week, where on a Tuesday you'll hear analysis, debate and discussion on the latest game featuring the mighty Clarets and all things Claret and Blue. Then tune in again on a Friday night for the preview show, where we look ahead to our next opponents. We have Statman Dave's Quiz of the Week and the highly competitive and much-loved Known and Ever Fantasy Premier League. So if you like what you hear, go right ahead to your favourite podcast provider and hit that subscribe button.
And we now have our second contestant for today in place and ready. So I'd like to welcome Sean Danaher back to the No Name Never podcast and to Pokemaster. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you for having me. Very nice to be here again. Good to see you all.
Yes, you've been on with the preview show previously. Not too much pressure on that, but a little bit more pressure perhaps on the questions, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking about this actually in terms of football general knowledge. I think I'd do all right, but I don't think my Burnley knowledge has ever been tested. So yeah, quite intrigued to see how I'd do myself really tonight.
Well, time will tell. For the benefit of our listeners, can you tell us whereabouts in the world you are right now? And also, if you can remember, let our listeners know the season you saw your first Burnley match.
Whereabouts in the world? I'm in Blackpool at the minute, just north of Blackpool, Thornton Cleveleys. And my first Burnley match, I don't know. I've been trying to piece this together. I think my earliest memory is the 1994 playoff final at Wembley. So it must have been that season. I don't think I was much older than that. So yeah, it would have been around 93, 94 season, I think, when I first started going.
A good season to start watching.
Yeah, not too bad. But I think at that age, I thought they all ended in a Wembley final. But yeah.
You've learned since then.
Absolutely. The hard way, yeah.
Yeah, very much so. Before we came on air, we asked Sean to select a letter from A to H of the ones that were left, because obviously Sean's our sixth contestant now. And Sean chose a set of questions D, which relates to a set of questions 4. So with no further ado, I'm going to hand you over to Phil Bird, who's going to be our quiz master and ask you all the questions. So over to you, Phil.
Hi, Sean. Good to speak to you again. Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you, Phil. Yeah, good. How are you?
Yes, good. Good. We've spoken a few times about football. I don't think I'll have given you any clues to the answers tonight.
No.
Unfortunately.
No, pretty much. I've been racking my brain seeing if there was anything in retrospect over the last few weeks that you were subliminally feeding me, but no, I don't think
so. Absolutely not. All above board.
Of course.
Let's get underway. Round 1, Sean, is opening day, relates to Burnley's opening day league game since 2000. We want the name of the Burnley manager. It's worth 2 points, and there's an extra point for the correct year. Burnley beat Sheffield Wednesday 2-0 on the opening day of the league season with goals from Gareth Taylor and a Paul Cook penalty. But can you name the Burnley manager and the year?
Gareth Taylor and Paul Cook. Stan Tennant?
He's correct. Yeah, good start.
And the year 2006-3.
No, you're too late there. You're too late. No, 2001. The 2001-2002 season, but you've got 2 points. You're up and away. Round two, numbers round, and it's multiple choice. If you can guess the correct answer, it's worth 3 points. What was Burnley's final league position at the end of the 2011-2012 season? Was it A, 13th, B, 16th, or C, 19th? Give that again. What was Burnley's final league position the end of the 2011-2012 season? Was it A, 13th, B, 16th, or C, 19th?
13th
correct. Yep, 3 points. Well done. Round three. Other clubs round. This is the first bonus round. 3, 6, and 9 are worth double points. So this is the first bonus round. 6 points up for grabs. We're looking for 3 answers. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. In addition to Burnley, which 3 other English league teams has J. Rodriguez played for?
West Brom.
Yep.
Southampton.
Indeed.
And no, it's gone. Can't think.
No guess.
West Brom, Southampton, and he was on loan somewhere. I give up.
No, he's Barnsley. He went to Barnsley on loan. So that was the trickiest one of the three. But you've got 4 points. Well done. Round four, opposition teams round. All we need is the name of the team, which is worth 3 points. Which team did Burnley beat on the final day of the 2008-2009 season to clinch a place in the playoffs?
Derby?
No, it wasn't Derby. No, it was Bristol City at home.
Oh.
Bristol, 2 penalties from Graham Alexander.
That rings a bell.
Went through to the playoffs. Never mind. Round five, goal scorers round. It's multiple choice. For 3 points, just provide the name of the player out of these three who has scored the most goals for Burnley. Which player has scored the most goals for Burnley between Robbie Blake, Billy Hamilton, or Andy Cook? Robbie Blake, Billy Hamilton, or Andy Cook?
I will go with Billy Hamilton.
And you're correct for 3 points. Well done. 76 goals for Hamilton, 72 for Blake, 61 for Cook. Round six, second bonus round, looks back at some older games. We've called it Vintage Clarets. Again, worth 3 points. Which two players scored for Burnley when the Clarets beat Manchester City to clinch the league title way back in May 1960? Which two players scored for Burnley when the Clarets beat Manchester City to clinch the league title in May 1960? Bit before your time, Sean.
Yeah, a little bit. It would have been exactly my dad's time as well, and he used to tell me all about that title win. McIlroy?
No, it wasn't Jimmy McIlroy, no. No.
No, I'm going to pass. I'm struggling with that one.
No, it's Brian Pilkington.
Yeah.
Trevor Meredith.
Oh, blimey.
No worries. Round seven looks at recent transfers. Bit more up to date for you. Which club released Scott Arfield immediately prior to him joining Burnley in 2013? Which club released Scott Arfield immediately before he joined Burnley in 2013?
Huddersfield.
It was Huddersfield Town for 3 points. Good one. And how well did that work out? Round eight is all about players who scored on their Burnley debut or only ever scored once for the club. We need to know which player scored on his debut against Sheffield Wednesday in August 2008.
No, pass.
Struggling no, it's Martin Patterson, Sean.
Oh, amazing,
4-1 at Hillsborough on the opening day. Wasn't the best of starts to that season.
No.
Question nine, third and final bonus round, so it's worth double points. Two-part question, each worth 3 points. Two Burnley players scored hat-tricks during the calendar year of 2003. Can you name them? Two Burnley players scored hat-tricks during the calendar year 2003.
I'll say Gareth Taylor.
He's correct. He's one of them, yeah. Yeah.
He might be a bit late in the day, but maybe Andy Payton?
It wasn't Pate. No. It was a toughie, that. A lad on loan. Delroy Facey. Gareth Taylor-Patrick against Watford when we lost 7-4 at home, April 2003, and Facey got his hat-trick. He was on loan with us against Walsall, again at home, 3-1. Final question. It's a name the year question. In which year did Burnley sign Paul Gascoigne?
That would have been 2000.
So what have you gone for?
2001.
You're going for 2001. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer. I'm sticking with it.
Well, it's 2002.
One year out.
A point for 1 year out. 2002. Yeah. Joined us. So it is worth a point. Well done, Sean.
I'll take it.
You're out of your misery. And Dave, they'll tell us how many you've scored.
Totting up the points there, Sean, you scored a respectable 19 points out of a possible 39. How does that sound?
Thank you for the term respectable. I'll take that. I've not given myself in glory, but it's not a disaster, so I'll take that.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the position where we're recording all the contestants individually up front, so no one knows what anyone else has got. No one knows what the score is needed to get through to the next round. What we're doing is we're recording all eight, and the top four contestants at the end of that will go through to the semi-final. So those that are listening along to the previous episodes and to this one might have an idea whether that's good enough or not. At this point in time, we can't say. We'll give a summary when we've done all eight, and we'll know where we stand with that and who's going to get through to the semi-finals. So hopefully it wasn't too traumatic an experience for you today, Sean.
No, absolutely not. Got some homework to go and do, but I won't start prepping for the next round. I don't think that'd be needed. But no, it's been great coming on. Thank you very much for that, gents. I really appreciate it.
Cheers, Sean.
Good to have you on.
Thank you very much.
So all that remains for me to do is to thank both of today's contestants. That's Berrien and also Sean, and also our quizmaster, Phil Bird. Thanks also to Turf Moor Stadium announcer Dominic Walker for recording our Popemaster intros. And a special thanks, as usual, to our producer, Matt, for all the work he does behind the scenes to edit and publish these podcast episodes. Remember to tune in for our next episode. We'll be testing the knowledge of two more Burnley fans in the fourth and final episode for the quarterfinals. I've been Dave Roberts. This has been Popemaster from the No Nay Never podcast. Until next time.